Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done. A new Rasmussen poll, in fact, because the people get it. Much of the media doesn't get it. They actually get it, but they don't write it. Let's put it that way. But a new Rasmussen poll just came out just a very short while ago, and it has our approval rating at 55%. Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests.
Amen.
And for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system.
Very true.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control. In other words, the media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and
all right,
I see.
We got enough. Approval rating has gone up to 55%. He really went after the press, but he didn't do it in a malicious, vicious way. That's the interesting thing, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. I saw a lot of Reagan-esque elements to it. There was almost the, you know, the little sparkle in his eye when he did it. Not quite. He didn't quite have the sparkle of a Reagan, but he had the aplomb of a Reagan, by the way, an old word, not been used a lot. Aplomb, nice word. Did you like Trump's press conference? I thought it was excellent. I thought it was the old Trump. I thought it was the man that we all sort of fell under his spell and elected him. Also today, we're going to talk about a day without immigrants. Have you noticed any changes? I haven't. I was able to buy a newspaper, buy a coffee, buy a sandwich, buy a chicken. I was able to drive over a bridge. I don't know. They said they were going to stay home and stop America. What happened today? Today's a day without immigrants. The radical leftists, those who want America's borders, language, and culture to disappear, said that they were going to stay home. So a few restaurants closed. And so you went next door and shopped in the other restaurant. I'm asking you again. Today was a day without immigrants. Have you noticed any real changes in America now that some immigrants stayed home? I didn't. Of course, that's not what you're tuning in for. Here's what you're tuning in for. The solenterates in the media, I will not call them vermin because that's too noble a tag for them. You see, vermin are at a higher level than solenterates. Solenterates, if you remember your high school biology, are animals without backbones. So we will call them the solenterates in the media. The solenterates in the media will not stop with the Russia, 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 Russia. Well, here's a couple of questions for the solenterates in the media. How about the fact that when Clinton was Secretary of State, they made tens of millions of dollars from Russia? How about the fact that there was a connection between the Russian uranium ties and the Clinton Foundation, and all of the brave little boys had nothing to say? Wait, it even gets better. Do you remember when Joe Biden's son got the Ukrainian oil company deal? You forgot that one? You remember when Vice President Joe Biden's youngest son, Hunter Biden, joined the board of directors of Ukraine's largest oil company? Do you remember that one? Oh, you don't remember that story? Why don't you remember it? Because the fake news business didn't approve it. They didn't run with it. Did they ever say to Joe Biden, "What Ukraine, Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, can you tell us about your son and his Ukraine oil deal?" Did they ever say that? No. Did they ever hound Hillary Clinton over the tens of millions of dollars that were flowing in from Russia? Did they ever say, "Secretary Clinton, can you please tell us about the Ukrainian mining company, uranium mining company tied to the Kremlin, and the millions of dollars funneled to your husband's foundation while you were Secretary of State?" while you needed Secretary of State approval for the sale of the uranium company to Russia. And the fact, Mrs. Clinton, that your State Department approved a deal and gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the U.S. Mrs. Clinton, do you care to talk about the uranium deal with Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you tell us about uranium in Russia? Mrs. Clinton, we have one question for you. Can you talk about the uranium deal with Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you talk about Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you talk about uranium? You didn't hear any of that, did you? Well, you just heard it on the Savage Nation. Because this is real news. This is the real America. This is Michael Savage. The phone number is 855-487-2822. Did you like Trump's press conference? Did anyone hear anyone ask Clinton about the uranium deal or the Russia ties? Of course you didn't. All of the brave men who were suddenly sounding like adolescents who have found their testosterone under Trump, opening their big, fat, stinking mouths, were dead silent when Hillary was raking it in. You remember all of that? You forgot all of that. You didn't even notice it, did you? Now when you're... You know, when I saw them take down General Kelly, I realized something. If low-life wastrels like Maxine Waters can call him names, a low-life woman like Maxine Waters can call General Flynn the name she called him, and the vermin in the media can take down a general like Flynn, do you realize what they can do to anybody in this country? You have any idea the power of these solenterates, animals without backbones? Flashback, Biden's son gets Ukrainian oil company deal. Flashback, Russia's uranium deal, which had to be approved through Clinton's State Department. You forgot that? Oh, by a little footnote, the chairman of the uranium mining company donated $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation without any disclosure from the Clintons. You didn't hear anything about that from Jim Acosta of CNN, did you, or Wolfie, or the Jakes of the world? No, you didn't. So they're hounding Trump over Russia, 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 when Hillary Clinton made tens of millions of dollars through the Russian deals, including the uranium deal. And now, by the way, Russia now controls one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States. Did you hear that one? Didn't make it to the fake news people? Well, you heard it from Michael Savage. Phone number is 855-47282. I have no questions for you. It's just statements that I'm making right now. If you want to call, go ahead. It was a great press conference. It was the old Donald Trump. He's giving the big speech this Saturday, 5 o'clock at Melbourne, Florida, right near Mar-a-Lago. And then he'll be probably coming on over to his private club. People will be there. You know, everyone wants to say hello to him. There's no question about it. There'll definitely be a big receiving line. What do you have to say about this? You want war with Russia? Can you imagine Wolf Blitzer in a military uniform on the front lines? All the others who want to start a war with Russia. Wait a minute. Can you imagine Jake Tapper putting on a uniform and fighting the Russian Spetsnaz in Ukraine? Why doesn't Jake Tapper enlist in the military? They'll take him. He's not too old to enlist in some manner. He could start. He could go over there and have a war with Russia. He could volunteer for the front lines. Him and Wolfie. Have you noticed they all want war with Russia? How is that even possible? Well, the answer is quite clear. It's not fake news. It's beyond fake news. Now, there's another thing I want to talk about. The most evil, deceptive man in the history of American politics, in my opinion. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He hails from Brooklyn, New York. He's known to have very big feet and a very big mouth. His name is Chuckie Schumer. Chuckie Schumer has unleashed the intelligence community, the fake intelligence community, on Donald Trump. Listen to clip one again if you missed it yesterday. Listen to it carefully.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Really? So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, really? He's being really dumb to do
it. Okay, let's stop right there. Really, they have six ways from Sunday getting back at you. You know, Charles Schumer, let me say something to you. If you were a deli man in Manhattan, and a guy came in with a heart condition and said, I'd like a lean corned beef sandwich on rye, please make sure there's no fat in the sandwich. You're the type of deli man with a slimy, bloody apron who would say, sure, don't worry about it. I'll give you a lean corned beef. And the minute he turned his back, you'd put extra schmaltz on the bread. That's the type you are. And let me tell you something else, Charles. You just took down a general, General Flynn, a man who is 10,000 times the man you are. And let me tell you something else. There are a lot of retired military out there. They have more than 6,000 ways from Sunday at getting back at rotten deli men. This is the Savage Nation. Have a nice break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Savage Nation. My PhD is in nutrition, epidemiology, other subjects from one of the great universities. My PhD is a real PhD. It was published as a book, one of the great honors. My specimens are in 7 museums around the world, including one in Moscow, by the way. Oh, yeah, in Russia. I guess that's the Russian connection. You could say, I mean, there's a Russian connection here. But speaking of the Russian connection, CNN, why didn't you cover the Russian uranium story? Did you know about that, Wolf, all of you great Jakes and Wolfs? Well, how about Biden's son getting the Ukrainian oil company deal? How come you didn't mention anything then? All you brave Solenterites. Remember when you studied biology in high school or college, if you went to college, outside of journalism, that is, when they would teach you how to write fake news and speak fake news? I'm sure at some point you touched on science. And somewhere along the way, you remember that there were animals with backbones, which didn't include journalists, and animals without backbones. They were known as the invertebrates or the solenterates. They were the worms. And that's why I affectionately describe you as solenterates, because one thing I'm good at is correct taxonomy. You are solenterates. You're animals without backbones. It's not about fake news. You have no backbones. All you guys are making believe you're tough guys now with your big mouths. Remember the years when Reagan was president, there was a guy with bad hair who used to yell out, Mr. President! Remember he made his name with that? I forget his name. Mr. President! 8 years of a fake president, Obama. 8 years of a faker. 8 years of a fake president, you didn't open your big traps, not once, no matter what scandal came up from the swamp of the Obama White House. No matter how it stank, you didn't say a word. No matter how much smoke poured out of the White House, you didn't say a word. Now you don't leave Donald Trump alone, but you've taken on someone much bigger than you may imagine. How come you didn't have a big mouth, all you Wolfs and you Jakes, when the mining company funneled millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was Secretary of State? At the same time, they needed the Department of State to approve the sale of their uranium company to Russia, and the Clinton State Department approved the deal, which gave Russia control of 1/5 of the entire uranium supply in the United States. And by the way, Russia then turned around and sold the uranium to Iran. How come you didn't have a big mouth then, Wolf and Jake? Where were you? Where were you, all you solenterates? You don't know what you're dealing with here. You think the people in the radio business are all unwashed, stupid people who are not worthy of the word journalist? You're darn right, I'm not a journalist. I'm an independent observer and commentator. I never went to journalism school to have my brain washed of basic intelligence. You did. Whatever intelligence you may have had got washed out in those cauldrons of lies that you call schools of journalism. That's why people hate your guts and don't trust you. And Trump will take you all down by exposing you each and every time you come near him. You'll get squashed like the solenterates you are. And let me tell you something else. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue to talk about this until it finally hits the big news again. I want to know why all of the big mouths in the news business, Savage says, here, quote me now. Savage asks why the big mouths in the press who won't leave Trump alone with questions about Russia had nothing to say when the Russian government purchased a uranium mining company, needing Hillary Clinton's State Department approval, and they then owned 1/5 of the entire uranium supply in the U.S., which they then sold off to Iran. Is it too much for you to remember? Here's an easier one for you to remember. Savage asks, why was there no outcry when Joe Biden's youngest son got the Ukrainian oil company, Ukraine's largest oil company? He was put on the board of directors. Where was the outcry then, Wolf and Jake? You want to go into a few more, because I have them all in front of me. Very easy to find if you're a real journalist. All you got to do is look up Russian uranium ties, Saudi Arabian influence, King of Morocco meeting, Indonesian tobacco magnate, and the Clintons, Algeria, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and the money that poured into the Clinton Foundation. Where were you then, all you wolves and you Jakes, and those of you in the fake news business? You were nowhere to be found or heard. And that's why Trump is going to triumph over you, because the people are not stupid. They know who you are, and they're not going to let this go. Now, what about a day without immigrants? We were told that the country would come to a halt. We wouldn't be able to eat. We wouldn't be able to get gas. I haven't seen any effect. I know they're hardworking, but did anyone out there actually see any effect of the day without immigrants? All that's going to happen is they're not going to have a day's pay, and the company that let them go home is going to lose a day's income. That's all that's going to happen. So you go to a sandwich shop, and it was closed to show solidarity with immigrants. And then what happens? You went to the coffee shop next door. The way the news business presented it, you would think that everyone in a hijab was working in a restaurant. Every story is about a crying woman from south of the border who's being separated from her children. Every story is about a poor Muslim who wants to work in America. Well, how come the use of welfare and government services are so much higher amongst certain immigrant groups than others? How come you don't cover that in your news stories? Huh? And no answer to that one? Day without immigrants? Anyone notice a difference? San Francisco, the land of the, the immigrants are so important in San Francisco. Steve, you're on KSFO. Are you there? Did you see any changes with your day without immigrants?
No change out here, Michael. Pleasure to speak with you. Just a quick point I wanted to make about this. You know, obviously most immigrants have come to this country for a better life for their family, right? Like everyone. That's what they're here for. But
not most immigrants. Some come here to blow us up and to cut our throats. Not most, no. No, I'm sorry. It's not what it was when your father or grandfather came here. They all don't come here to work, no. No. A lot of them come here for the welfare system and a free ride. What? I'm sorry, go on. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on, please.
We've got to get the melting pot working again, and we got to get...
No, we've gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot. You can quote me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
The president is flirting with danger. We know that he is a deflector in chief. My colleagues have pointed
to that.
Very
smart.
Anytime there's a problem here, he changes the subject here. And it's a tactic. It's a tactic, really, of an authoritarian government to...
Just shut up. Go home and practice your lasagna already, you dummy you. 2 weeks ago, she gave a press conference. She was talking about President, what's his name? The last one, Bush. With the same mouth that she's talking about Trump, she thought it was Bush. And you know, this is a dangerous thing for Nancy Pelosi to do, is to keep attacking Trump for one reason. There is a new attorney general. His name is Jeff Sessions. He is not owned by the Obama machine. He is not a Democrat. There have been stories circulating for years about Pelosi and Feinstein in San Francisco, circulating about business dealings. No one's investigated it because we have no newspapers in California anymore. But the people have been mumbling about it for years. My fear for Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein is that if they do not stop ripping apart the president, he's going to unleash the Attorney General's Justice Department on their business dealings. And who knows? There may be nothing there. It could all be rumor. But on the other hand, you never know what might come up with the real Attorney General. So I would say it's time to look forward to American interests rather than personal vendettas. Maybe everyone will be happy. You never know what might happen. You start calling for investigations, the next thing you know, they're looking at you. You never know how these things end up. And these women have gotten away with virtually shooting their mouths off every day for years, thinking there's no consequences to what they say, because there were no newspapers in California. For that matter, hardly any newspapers in America to ever look into their own dealings. And now there are. You never know about unintended consequences. Now let's move on. There are other topics to talk about. The Russian uranium ties with Hillary Clinton. Where was Nancy Pelosi then? She's calling Trump a deflector in chief. Where was the great Nancy Pelosi during the greatest scandal of the Clinton years? Amongst many, it was one after the other. The uranium mining company. You know about that one? Canadian leaders of a mining company funneled millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was Secretary of State. At the same time, they needed Department of State approval to sell their company to Russia, and Hillary's State Department approved the deal. It gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States of America. That's our soil. She gave it away. And then what happened? What happened then? After Russia announced its intention to make a bid for the uranium mining company, former President Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to deliver a speech in Moscow, and these vicious witches brought down a great American patriot, General Flynn, and had nothing to say when Caligula Clinton took that 500 grand for the speech in Moscow. It just shows you what fake news is and how dangerous yellow journalism can be. There is a phrase called yellow journalism. It was once very well known in America. It has since been forgotten. I remember back in the 90s when I started in radio, I actually resuscitated the phrase yellow journalism, and my program director called me in and he said, "Are you referring to a racist thing there?" I said, "What are you talking about? Yellow journalism refers to fake news." He thought I was talking about Asian people. But to show you how stupid people are in various avenues of media, they didn't even know what yellow journalism was. Well, now we're living with it. That's all. Day without immigrants. I don't know. My life hasn't changed. I bicycled to town, bought a newspaper, went into an antique store. Everyone was working. I saw no changes. So again, it's another one of those fake, you know, fake stories. Like we're supposed to all be crippled because they stopped working for a day. They keep it up. You know what'll happen? They'll find workers in America who'll do the jobs. That's what'll happen. They keep it up. You know what will happen? The H-1B visa program will be eliminated. And, hey, you know what might happen then? Facebook might be worth, instead of $58 billion, it could be worth $52 billion if he has to actually pay American workers a fair wage instead of Indians who work for half the wage. Or Mr. Tim Cook of Apple. Tim Cook of Apple. Great man. Tim Cook of Apple. Why don't they pay fair wages? Why don't they hire American workers instead of Indian H-1B visa workers? Why do they lobby continuously to steal jobs from American workers? Why, Americans aren't smart enough to do the jobs for Google and Apple and Facebook? You know what I don't understand? How can the young people who come out of college with these degrees in technology not understand that by voting for the Democrats, they're literally voting their own jobs away? Do they not understand this? Are they that brainwashed entirely? Hundreds of thousands of jobs would be opened up for American workers, and the only reason it isn't is because Tim Cook and Mark Faisalberg are lobbying to make sure that Trump doesn't eliminate that boondoggle to make sure their profits are higher. Do you understand that? That's all. I don't know if I even want to talk about it. I don't want to be agitated over this. I'm not going to eat my heart out. This is not my... What, do I have to die on the cross every day for this show? I have given you enough news in the first 30 minutes of this show about the uranium deal to set shockwaves off across America. It's not like I discovered it. I've dusted it off. I've dusted it off. The Clinton scandals, the Russian uranium ties. And if, you know, if Trump is attacked anymore on this Russia business, he ought to attack them back and say, "Where were you when Hillary Clinton's State Department gave approval to sell an American uranium company to Russia? How come you don't open your big mouth then?" Boy, Trump's lucky he doesn't have me as his press spokesman, because I wouldn't be as nice as his press people. I'd rip them apart. I wouldn't be Reagan-esque. I'd tear them to pieces. I'd make them go home in shame for what they're doing to this country and what they've done to this country. And that's why I come onto the radio every day, because I can't stand it anymore. I'm sick of the Pelosis. I'm sick of them all. I'm sick of the Schumers. I'm sick of the press. They're getting me sick. We want our borders back. We want our language back. We want our culture back. We don't want to be stepped on anymore by lying, stinking bureaucrats We want the government cut by 20%. We want them all fired. We want 20% of all government workers fired across the board. And I'll tell you something else. You know, one area that Donald Trump hasn't even talked about yet because they won't let him approve his cabinet is an area I know something about. That's science and medicine. And I'll tell you right now, no, I'm not Albert Einstein, but I know what real science is and I know what fake science is. Let me put it to you that way. I've read enough science in my day, and I've done enough science in my day to know what real science is. And I'm enough of a taxonomist to know one species from another. And I can tell you what fake science is and what real science is. They better pray to God that I don't get anywhere near any of these foundations that give away billions of dollars to fake scientists in the universities in America. Because all hell will break loose when we get real scientists back into the universities and real scientists into the medical laboratories and real scientists, not political scientists, into the NIH. They better pray to God that I'm not called upon by Donald Trump to help them see the difference between real science and fake science, real medical research and fake medical research, because no one could do it better than I can. They better pray to God I stay on the radio. In fact, the best thing they could ever do for me would be to find me advertisers to spend millions of dollars a year to make sure I'm happy behind the microphone. Yeah, that's right. All the advertisers that they block from being on my show, you ought to go to them and beg them to be on my show. All the boycotts against Michael Savage, you ought to lift them all right now to keep me on the radio. Because God forbid I should ever decide that I want to clean up science and medicine. You wouldn't know what hit you. Is that a threat? No, it's a promise. It's not a threat at all. It's a promise. WABC Dave, let's take the first call of the day. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Savage. I just watched the press conference with Donald Trump today, and I caught myself cheering because he seems to be going back to the rally-type atmosphere, and yeah. Although it was much more subdued, which is probably smart,
yes.
I just caught myself cheering, and I do believe that in listening to you, that perhaps someone on Trump's team or maybe even, you know, the president himself has been listening to you. Because he seems to be coming back.
Yes.
The way he was before.
He is. Remember the other day I said he's got to come back to the people? I've been saying it for a while. And he's got to, he came back to the people like the next day, a new rally and this and that. And that's important for him to understand. We are the people.
Exactly.
We love him. We're not trying to criticize him. We're trying to help the guy. Now remember, this show is heard on what? 300 stations, 250? I don't know the number anymore. One of them is in his backyard. It's heard on WFTL in Palm Beach. Do you know that?
No, I don't know that one.
Well, he's in Palm Beach. He's not here now. He's in New York. Wouldn't you think that once in a while during the day, if the president is tuning into CNN, as he said today, at night and the day, he's tuning into radio once in a while. Now, what show would he listen to in New York other than WABC, where Michael Savage dominates afternoon drive? I've been number one in that station for 2 years straight. That's a fact of reality. Numbers don't lie. I've been number one on WABC for 2 years straight. This show is number one in streaming radio shows in the United States of America. I have a 25 share. The great Rush Limbaugh has a 13.7 share. I have double the ratings of Rush Limbaugh on streaming radio. I would think that President Trump knows that.
He told you during the campaign. I mean, he was calling in constantly, and he does listen to your show.
Well, he did at the time. He has not done radio since he's elected. My guess is, not a prediction, my guess, he'll be back on the radio in a short while. That's my guess, okay?
Would you ever consider, Dr. Savage, if somewhere along the line during his administration, within the next 4 years, if he asked you to do something for him within the administration, not, you know, who knows what it is, you know, science, perhaps your specialty, would you ever consider doing it, really?
I've thought very hard about it because I don't know what I would do. I, honest, to this minute, couldn't answer the question. I mean, I'd lie to you if I said I knew the answer. I don't know the answer. A part of me says it might be great to go to Washington if I ever had the opportunity to clean up science and medicine and get real science and real medical research and save the country billions of dollars and bring in real scientists with opposition opinions based on real facts and let the facts speak for themselves and whatever the facts lead us, fine. See, that would be great. It would be a capstone of my career in one way. On the other hand, I am not a bureaucrat, Dave. I don't know if I could sit through meetings after meetings without cracking up. I'm not the kind of guy who could sit with my legs crossed and listen to hogwash all day long from bureaucrats from the government and from academia coming there to try to peddle a grant to me. I don't think I could take it. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I come on the radio and I let it fly, my friend. I don't know if that's the way. I'm not a bureaucrat. I'm not a bureaucratic kind of guy, Dave.
You got a great admirer.
On the other hand, Dave, I have a real PhD from a great university with real publications, two real master's degrees, three higher degrees. I've written 28, 29 published books, bestsellers, one after the other. It might be very interesting for me to put my intellect to use in that way. I'm sending you a copy of my last great book. It'll be out in 2 or 3 weeks. It's called Trump's War. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hey, listen up, guys and gals. Are you hoping for thicker, fuller, and healthier hair without the long wait? The brand new Provia Super Concentrate from Chamonix was created with you in their mind. They did this for you. You see, this tiny bottle packs four times the power of Provia's key ingredient for noticeably faster, more visible results. Dorothea from Delaware wrote, and she says, I love Provia. I was self-conscious about my hair, and that I bought several wigs for ever cleaning hair out of the shower, the sink, and off my pillow. Not a problem for me anymore. Revitalizing hair follicles and improving scalp circulation naturally and without side effects. You're just one phone call or click away from stronger, fuller, younger looking hair. Say goodbye to wasting your hair in the brush, in the sink, or on the pillow. Try Provia now. You will get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. 800-543-5830. Write it down. 800-543-5830. The new Provia Super Concentrate works, or you get your money back. It's that simple. For this limited time offer, call 800-543-5830. 800-543-5830. Write it down already. That's 800-543-5830. Chuck Up Chuck Todd, who grew a beard to look intelligent, is all upset about Trump's attack on the press. He says it's un-American. No, Chuck, you're un-American. Chuck, you are what's known as a yellow journalist. That's known as un-American. In a tweet sent during President Donald Trump's Thursday press conference, the fake beard MSNBC host Up Chuck Todd said that, it's un-American. Going to be a long day for blah, 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 blah. Now, Upchuck Todd is a fake newsman from the beginning. He was not taken seriously. So those at NBC, his handlers, told him to grow a beard to look more intelligent. I suppose that soon, like Anderson Cooper, they'll give him a pair of clear eyeglasses to make him look more intelligent. But nothing will help, Chuck. See, if it's not in your heart and in your brain to tell the truth, all the beards in the world cannot help you. You can't even be a beard for yourself, Chuck. At the end of the day, all that matters is the truth. Chuck Todd, Donald Trump's delegitimization of press on America, not a laughing matter. Chuck, you need more than a beard to be a man. And you need more than a beard to be a journalist. Now let's go on to the callers, 855-407-282. What do you think Donald Trump should do with the press? Do you think he's handling it correctly by taking them on the way he is? I do. I think they're finally getting the message. And he did it without anger or viciousness. This is the difference, by the way. There was it was a Reagan-esque kind of attack. He did it in almost a jocular way. Let me put it to you that way. Not fatherly, but jocular. It was not fatherly lecturing them. It was jocular. Like, you want to mess with me? Let's have a scrimmage because I'll crush you down. He was doing it in a nice way. And I think it's going to work because basically they're all cowards or else they wouldn't have gone into journalism. They would have chosen a more honest profession. They say that prostitution is the world's oldest profession. I'm not so sure. I think that cave drawings predated prostitution. And as you well know, the people who made the cave drawings were probably the proto-journalists of their time. But they didn't have television cameras, so they used ash and dyes in order to make those pictures of the antelopes goring people. But at least we know that with prostitutes, they know what they are. They don't try to say that they're not prostitutes. You take a prostitute on the lowest street in your city, she doesn't make believe she's not a prostitute. While those in the media pretend that they're journalists and they're objective. That's the difference between prostitutes and the world's oldest profession, which is journalism. This is the Savage Nation. A day without immigrants hasn't affected me. Did you like Trump's press conference? Oh, yeah, what about the uranium deal, Chuck? How come you missed that one?
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Du hast mich. They hear German music, they think Nazis. They hear Trump, they think Hitler. Crazy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They see a general, they see a coup. So talking about the fake news media, we're talking about Clinton's Russian uranium ties. A story that all of the brave men and women in the media, the journalists, didn't cover. Big story. It was a huge story. Chairman of the Uranium Mining Company donated $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation with no disclosure from the Clintons. And Russia, as a result of Hillary Clinton signing off on the deal, approved the sale of the Uranium Mining Company, which gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States of America. And all of the fake beards like Chuck Todd and the others said nothing about it. All the late-night drug addicts who pass for comedians on the networks, all of the wild, crazy guys, you know, the real gutsy ones like Bill Maher, the Prince of Sunset Boulevard had nothing to say about it. The phony men, the tin men. The tin men had nothing to say about the Russian uranium ties, nothing to say about Biden's son getting a Ukrainian oil company chairmanship. The tin men of Sunset Boulevard had nothing to say. But they won't leave Trump alone with a fake story about Russia. The left and the media is sickening, nauseating. The lucky thing is that Trump has the people on his side. So now we're going to talk about something else. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm reading in the Financial Times that there's a mindfulness craze that's become a $3.7 trillion industry. A mindfulness craze has swept the West, with millions of people trying to find their zen by focusing on the present, acknowledging emotions, and practicing meditation. We learn that there are more than 1,300 apps devoted to mindfulness and meditation. And then there's a group called Headspace, which has been downloaded more than 11 million times and is valued at $250 million. And they say the mindfulness industry is worth about $3.7 trillion worldwide. I have no idea what this is. Guided meditations, as well as alerts throughout the day giving users reminders and tips on staying focused on the moment. You have to pay for that? To go deeper into the mindfulness journey with some price tags as high as $400 for lifetime access? The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, whatever that is, whoever they are, these fake scientists, supports the use of mindfulness to combat depression and has been prescribing mindfulness-based cognitive therapy since 2004. This is what I mean by fake science. Let me clean that one up for you if you don't mind. What is this garbage? Where's the clinical effectiveness of this? Where's the double-blind study to show that it works? Is that the most effective way to find inner peace than staring into a dumb, moronic smartphone screen, you idiot? You can't stare at a beach or watch a bird? Every time I see a newborn baby cry or watch the seagulls or feel myself cry, I know why I believe. I need an app to tell me how to be a human being? Yeah, I guess they do. I don't. I grew up in another age. I need an app to find out how to focus on the now. You want to know how to focus on the now? I'll give you a few hints. You want to hear a few hints on how to focus on the now? I'll give you a few simple ones. Except it's a family show, so I can't do it. All the retired people in Fort Lauderdale know the methodology. That's where they stroll around the nude beaches. All the retired detectives from Manhattan. Just joking, just trying to get your attention. What is a mindfulness craze? Be here now, Om. It used to be in the 60s, be here now. People would learn how to go, Om, you know, focus on the moment. What does that mean? What in the world does this even mean? Is there anyone listening to the show who knows what this even means? A mindfulness craze? You need some Schmendrick with an app to teach you how to focus on the now? What is this? No one's calling. I didn't think so. It's too new for you to even though it's a $3.7 trillion business, you don't know anything about it. Veteran beaten up for trying to save turtle's life. That's such a heartbreaking story. I put it on michaelsavage.com this morning. Three young men, we can't describe their race or religion. Three young men were arrested Tuesday after police said they beat up a Navy veteran who asked them to please stop torturing a turtle, according to Daytona Beach police. See, a woman was walking a baby around the pond at Wedgwood Apartments and told police she saw three men. No description of them, but you can see the dolls on michaelsavage.com. Three men torturing a turtle. They were throwing it to the ground, trying to break its shell. Three men abusing the poor animal. So a guy, a Navy veteran who's disabled, went out and saw one of the men, if you want to call the animal a man. One of the animals had it over his head and was smashing the turtle down the sidewalk. So the Navy vet said, please leave it alone, just let it go to the lake. One of the animals, one of the men later identified as Johnny Bever at 18, picked up the poor turtle and threw it down on the sidewalk. The other two animals, men, Ryan Ponder, 23, and a 16-year-old something or other, kicked the turtle again. He's a disabled veteran who was seriously injured in the Persian Gulf War. He suffered injuries from the three animals during the attack, including a broken skull and facial bones, internal bleeding, and a concussion. He said he hopes the men are punished for what they did, but he said he would intervene again to save a poor animal without a doubt. That's the world we live in. Didn't make it to your local newspaper because the men didn't look like Timothy McVeigh. Just one little hint. The three men who were torturing the animal didn't look like Timothy McVeigh, nor like Donald Trump. Just so you know, okay? Say, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with anything. Maybe it has something to do with everything. Maybe Chuck Todd ought to cover the story once in a while. Be here now. All right, everybody, I want you to settle back on the radio. Many of you listen to talk radio to actually do the mindfulness thing. My voice is so powerful, my emotions are so strong that they actually center you. Don't ask what it does to me, but that's irrelevant. No one's forcing me to do this, but you listen to me. And you feel something, don't you? Raise your hand if you don't. If I'm telling you the truth, when you listen to the show, do you feel something? Right? You get in touch with a feeling, right? You feel my emotions that comes through the microphone by some miracle of MPLS coming out of the studio on a beach in Florida right now. Multi-protocol label switching. And I know there's some feedback, echo in it today. It's better now, right, Robert? We're fixed. I think we're fixed. Are we fixed, Robert? Yeah, we're fixed now. First hour, we had some echoing. Would you believe how good the team is that they got Leslie, the great engineer in Dallas, into the studio? See, I talk in my microphones wherever they are. It goes from me to Dallas, the hub. From Dallas, it goes to New York, the hub. New York, it goes up to a satellite. From a satellite, it comes down to a radio station. From a radio station, it goes to your ears. Can you believe this all in the blink of an eye? In less than a millisecond, how this occurs. You know the miracle of modern communications, how great they are, what an honor this is, what a gift it is. To me, I'm a kind of guy, I fly in an airplane. Do you know I still think it's a miracle? I look at the wing, I marvel at God's genius that he could create a man who could think of these things. I still have a child's view of the world. So to me, radio is still miraculous, and I try to make the most use of it. So I happen to know that it's a gift that I was given by God, and my ability to project my emotions and my thoughts to you through this microphone has changed things in this world. I've helped elect a president. Just think about that. I've helped elect a president for the betterment of humanity and the betterment of America. That's the way it is. It doesn't matter what the naysayers think. It matters what I think. This is my show. So in other words, when I say mindfulness, I'm your mindfulness app. The Savage Nation is your mindfulness app. Chuck Todd is the mindlessness app. CNN is a mindlessness app. It helps you, it agitates you because you know they're lying. Why is that what Hemingway said when I was a young man trying to be a writer in my teen years? I used to love reading a lot. Reading books, more books than I read now. Then I read books, now I read the internet mainly for my information. I don't have the time to read many books. I have only time to do a radio show and prepare for it and write books. I don't read books. I write books, just in case you're asking yourself what that's about. But there was a time that I didn't write books. I read books. And during the time that I read books and didn't write books, I was trying to learn how to write books. I used to love to read various authors, Jack London, Jack Kerouac, Ernest Hemingway, things like that, and then others. I love biographies in particular, my favorite being the 400-page Troyat biography of Tolstoy, which I read at 17, that kind of. I love biographies. It helped me shape my mind view. But the point I am trying to make to you is that Hemingway, one of my favorite writers, said that the truth has a certain ring to it. He was talking about his writing. Now, Hemingway started out as a journalist. I don't know if you know that. The great American writer, Ernest Hemingway, began as a journalist for a small Michigan newspaper. Did you know that? And he said that his training as a journalist helped him to become a great fiction writer, or a fiction writer, because as a journalist, he was taught to write short pieces, using as few words as possible. So he learned how to write very concisely, you know what I'm saying? Now, I remember that saying very much, that the truth has a certain ring to it. He meant it with his writing. Well, it's certainly true with speaking as well. The truth has a certain ring to it. I have it. I know it for a fact. I don't need your approval of it. That's the reflection in the audience in the sale of the books. That's the reflection of truth. And I know that fake news people don't have it, which is why they're called fake news people. You could put a beard on Chuck Todd, he's still Chuck Todd. A faker. You know, it's the same with all of them. So the point is, the truth has a certain ring to it. Do you understand what I'm saying to it? So this is my mindfulness to you. I'm helping you meditate. When you hear my voice, what does it do to you? You want to go from mindfulness to that, make it very personal? Be here now. You want to be here now? Let's all be here now. Let's all be here now. Let's all agree that Obama destroyed the United States of America. Let's all agree that Obama flooded America with the flotsam and jetsam of the world, bringing in some really bad people. Just look at your cities. Take a look at the people he has brought in. How many of them really work, despite the lies of the Chuck Todds? How many immigrants really work in this country? What percent of the immigrant community that Obama brought into this country are on welfare or receive some sort of public assistance compared to the population at large? You want the answer to that? I'll give it to you. I've given it to you in my last book, Scorched Earth, and I give it to you in Trump's War is Battle for America. The answer is not one that you're going to find on television. You're not going to find it on television. You're going to get it where the truth has a certain ring to it. The Savage Nation. I'll be right back to take your calls. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I'm not knocking it. I mean, you know, people have tried to center themselves, to do breathing. I mean, we all do it. We all have our own ways of calming down, so to speak. Your mother had a way. Your grandfather had a way. How do you think they got to where they were in life? Everyone has a way of getting where they got to go without gurus telling them how to get there. So now there's a mindfulness app all of a sudden. Schmucks need to press a button on an iPhone and look at a screen to tell them how to be here now. You hear this? Idiocy? Idiocy. Mindfulness focuses on the here and now. I mean, there are other methods, you know, that have been used that are time-proven. Robert on KSFO, have you tried the mindfulness thing?
Yes, I have, Dr. Savage. Thank you for having me. I have, and I seriously looked into it for quite a while, and really I found it to be empty.
But what is it? You press an app and it teaches you to do what?
Exactly what you said. Breathe, close your eyes. Some will teach you how to chant.
Get on an iPhone? It tells you slow down and chant?
Exactly.
What if you're driving at 70 miles an hour on a freeway? I mean, and you're getting nervous from the traffic. Are you supposed to chant?
I guess that's the idea.
I mean, there are times you're not supposed to be calm. Did anyone ever tell anybody in this generation there are times you're supposed to be excited and agitated? Where is excitement and agitation all of a sudden a disease? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
This is what I'm saying to you. What is wrong with excitement and agitation? Where did it settle in? That's a disease. If you get excited. Or do you laugh too inappropriately? That's a disease now? What is mindfulness? I never really heard of it till today. That's why I'm saying it's a big story. It's a $3 trillion a year business. Every generation has to go through this garbage. Remember SDS training, EST training? That was great. Remember all those people went into these meditation organizations? There was S, there was Hare Krishna. People tried it in the 70s, the 60s. I haven't seen it for a long time. So now they're looking at again, walking around with the oracle in their hand. The oracle that knows all, the electronic oracle. Just look at your hand and all answers are in there. As a guy almost walks off a curb into a passing car. But he felt good when he got hit by the car. The schmuck was looking in the iPhone and he was chanting. Stepped off a curb and got hit by a truck. But he was chanting at that time, so he felt good about it. That's the world we're living in. KSMO Scott, you're not a skeptic, though. It saved your life. How?
Yes, Dr. Savage. It saved my life in that I used to drink a lot. I used to, smoke a lot when I was younger. I'm 62. I just do meditation. Okay, it has totally changed my life. I learned. I just do guided meditation.
You know, Scott, in the 70s, I tried meditation. It agitated me.
Right.
The more I tried to slow my mind down and to sit and hold my hands a certain way and breathe, the more agitated I became.
Well, for me, I got to tell you honestly, Dr. Savage, that it quite frankly...
I can't sit still and go... What do you mean meditate? What do you mean by meditate? What does that actually mean? Focus on what?
In the 70s...
When you meditate, what do you think about? What image do you have in your mind?
Well, I use a guided meditation... And I do it first thing in the morning, and I just sit...
Oh, and what's her name? Was it a girl you once wanted to date in high school?
No, it's a lady that you can actually download for free, Kelly Howell. She's called Brainwave Technology. But it just grounds me, makes me a happy person.
What do they chant to you on the app? Maybe I should put out an app altogether. Since I have the voice, I could ground people. Maybe I should put out a Savage app for grounding people.
Well, I have to tell you, you brought me much joy and happiness over the years, okay? I'm a devout...
You see, that's nice to hear. That's nice to hear. My agitation and my self-crucifixion on the air makes you feel good? Thank you. I'm glad to hear it. That's nice to hear. They say Jesus died for your sins. But let me tell you something. I don't have a Jesus complex.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Talking about this app and the $2.73 trillion business that there's out there that I didn't even know existed called Mindfulness, where people are walking around with their iPhones and they're getting... con men and con women sending them ohms and shvoms. I just turned in the TV during the break, and there was Donald Trump up on the stage with coal miners from West Virginia. Exactly what I said yesterday should be doing, he did today. Now you say, well, that's impossible. I said it's impossible. Did I not on this show say to you yesterday should be focusing on domestic and stop with the international, stop with the Netanyahu? Did I not even say West Virginia? Did I not say shouldn't be seen with a coal miner's helmet? It was unbelievable to me. Now, I know this couldn't have been planned overnight. I get that. Okay? I accept that he didn't do it because I said it on the show yesterday. But something is very odd that I would be reading the tea leaves like this, isn't it? Something's odd here. I said go to West Virginia, be seen with coal miners. A guy comes out with a hard hat just now at a news conference, and he says, I'm a lifetime coal miner, and I want to thank you. It's a pleasure to be with my president, all my brothers who are in the coal mining industry. Thank you. It was unbelievably beautiful. Meanwhile, Cilentorites are still attacking him. I'm not going to call them vermin anymore because I said to you, vermin are higher animals than Cilentorites. I'm talking about animals without backbones, the people in the media. They're Cilentorites. Here's a schmuck at the Daily News, a racist if I ever saw one, attacking Trump every day with the most vicious slanders I've ever seen. President Trump calls himself the least racist person, he writes, then proceeds to show racism. I never heard of the writer. I don't know what this guy is, but this guy is a sick man. This is an ill man, the guy who writes stuff like this every day. Why the Daily News publishes it is a reflection of the weak-minded people in New York City who read the Daily News. Then there's the schmuck Seth Rogen, who I thought was funny years ago. You know, when he first came out, he was just a fat guy who you laughed at. right? When Seth Rogen first came out, remember everyone loved him? Then all of a sudden the schmuck took himself seriously, and now he thinks he's a politician. Seth Rogen messages Donald Trump Jr. to convince his dad to step down. How do these Hollywood idiots think that people are not looking at them and laughing at them? To take a schmuck, a fat guy like that, and he loses weight. There's another one who did this, a few of them. They come along every once in a while. They look like Lou Costello. You know, the Abbott and Costello. Every generation repeats certain types. They're called archetypes. There's the leading man type, the Clark Gable type. Every generation replaces them. Then there's the fat guy type. The Fatty Arbuckle becomes the that, da, 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 da. Then they become the Seth Rogen. The next thing you know, they go on a weight loss diet. They get a personal trainer and they become morons. And you don't laugh at them anymore. So what am I going to say to you? That's why people are meditating. That's why we're all meditating, because we're learning how to breathe. Then they're attacking every day Ivanka and Melania. You don't find that sexist of the Daily News to do that? To attack these women every day because of jealousy? Such beautiful, classy, intelligent women are being ripped apart. Why did they have nothing negative to say about the abusive first lady who we just, thank God, is gone? Remember the abusive first lady named Obama? The one who abused the American taxpayer for 8 straight years on vacation after vacation after vacation? Where was the fake news during those 8 years? Every time she took another trip with her daughters, we had to pay for it. They said nothing. Now they attack Ivanka and Melania every day, the people in the fake news business, and you wonder why we spit on them. Unbelievable to me. That's why we don't buy the papers. That's why we don't have any faith in them. Okay, that's the story. But we're talking about the mindfulness situation. What is mindfulness? I have no idea what it means. How do you meditate? What does that mean? I remember I tried it. I swear to God, I tried it in the 70s. I went to some guy, put me on a machine with my hand, with feet. Try to explain it to me, biofeedback. He's been dead 20 years. I'm still... I'm sorry. The guy who was teaching me how to meditate died of a heart attack, I think, from teaching everyone how to meditate, knowing he didn't know anything about it, and collecting the money. He put me on a machine, a biofeedback machine, on my finger. I remember it to this day. And it was like I was watching like waves on a thing, and he's like, when you think a certain way, the waves will go a certain way, and you'll know you're meditating. It never worked for me. I almost broke the machine. I've always been high-strung. I've always been hyper. I've always been kind of agitated. What do I need to meditate for? Some people are just like that. It works for you. If God made you a high-energy person, so known as a lot of different things, high-energy, tense. They made it into a disease. If you were high energy, it became a disease in the 60s. Oh, he's too intense. What do you mean too intense? For who? For you? I'm supposed to make believe I'm laid back? I'm not a drug addict. The only people who are laid back are those who were laid out now in slabs and mortuaries. But look, if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you. Let's take some calls. Call on WABC Line 2. What's your topic? Welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Savage. It's an honor to be talking to you over the telephone, and... I have a question involving various kinds of behavioral patterns that we see throughout the whole country in all areas, politics and otherwise, and even in the area of meditation, as you're talking about. And my question deals with, since you have a science background, your idea about whether or not this behavior or different types of behavior can be caused by what we inherit. What component is based on our genetics, our inheritance, versus what we learn?
Okay, hold on. This is a great question. It's something I would love to answer, but I don't know the exact question itself. What specifically are you asking me about free will?
I'm wondering what your idea is in terms of free will, whether or not we do have 100% free will, 50%.
Oh, in other words, do we really make our own decisions, or are they predetermined? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Well, for me to answer that with any authority would mean I was God, because I don't have a definitive answer for that question. It's very hard to know the answer to that question, because as willful as I am and can be, I often ask myself, am I making these decisions on my own free will, or is this a predetermined reaction based upon inheritance and learned behavior? Okay? I don't have the exact answer for that, Carl. Do you have an answer to it? Because I don't.
Well, since certain minds can be changed and other minds can't be, I suppose a person who's that intransigent would have a hard time making a change, whether it be an area of politics or anything else in terms of their ideas.
All right, so I'll admit I'm hard-headed, and it's hard for me to change my mind because it took me a lifetime of learning to come to my own conclusions. You'll ask me, for example, someone could say to me, you know, you have such hard opinions, you sound stupid because you don't listen to anyone else. I've heard that as well. His mind is made up. He doesn't listen to the other side. He says all liberals are mentally disordered. You could say that that's the wrong attitude. But it's based on a lifetime of experience that I came to that conclusion. As a former wishy-washy, nice guy who got stepped on by society and got stepped on by the social engineers who stole my birthright from me with affirmative action giving jobs to absolute morons who were unqualified for any job in the world, let alone the job they stole from me to give to them, I can tell you why I am a conservative. Does that help you understand where I'm coming from?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'll tell you another one. Let's make it less personal. There was a time I was a social worker in New York. In the late 60s, I worked for the New York City Department of Welfare. They don't call it anymore. They change it from welfare to something else, health and human services. But it's welfare. It's giving lazy bums money for nothing. My job, after getting a college degree, was to be a welfare worker. You hear, or an investigator. I had to go to apartments on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, which today are very expensive. They had fallen into disrepair. They were slum apartments. Some of them were in gorgeous neighborhoods overlooking the Hudson River, cockroach infested, filled with welfare recipients, and my job was to go into the apartment and see if the people were living up to the, you know, the standards of welfare, whatever it may have been. I'd go in, and, you know, they're supposed to be living alone, and I'd find a woman, a single mother with a child, collecting a fat check. Yeah, Mr. And I'd see a pair of men's shoes under the bed. And I would say to her, excuse me, whose shoes are those? Because they weren't supposed to be living with a man. They were collecting money for a single mother. You know what I'm saying? This goes on today. Do you know that most illegal immigrants come here and say there's no man in the house so they can collect extra money for the brats that they have? And so the man would be, oh, she said, the guy came in, a repairman, he left his shoes. You understand, that was one ear. Then I'm there, they're not supposed to have a telephone in those days. I'm sitting and talking to her, another one, and a phone goes off underneath the bed. So I look at her and I say, ma'am, you should answer your bed, it's ringing. So I learned pretty much then a lot about our welfare system. I came to my own conclusions. And later on, after I killed myself with two young children, three jobs to earn higher degrees to get a teaching position, they wouldn't hire me because they hired women and minorities who had nowhere near my qualifications or publications. I was cauterized with the society and came to my own conclusions about the social welfare state. So you could say, is that based on free will, or is it based upon learning? What would you say?
Well, we're talking about, I guess, behavior that deals with control and power and money.
Okay, to me, I came to my political conclusions based on my experience in life, not upon a textbook. I didn't read about it in the book. I wanted to help the whole world when I was a young guy. I wanted to help the whole world because, you know the old saying, if you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're still a liberal at 40, you have no mind. Well, I was a good liberal kid. I wanted to help everybody who was poor and downtrodden till I found out that they were helping themselves pretty good to the public treasury, most of them.
Yeah.
So now you go back to your question, though. It's a bigger question, Carl. It's a philosophical question, really, is what it is. Is it free will learned or inherited? It has to be less specific orientation in your questioning for me to answer you. What would you mean? In what kind of situation? Give me a situation wherein a human being has a chance to invoke a decision where you're going to say, is it free will or inherited? What would you... You had something in mind when you said that. What was it?
Oh, I had many things in mind in terms of what we were talking about before, in terms of the politics of the country and you know, the various positions that people take regarding their ideologies. How does the ideology form? I guess I'm getting philosophical again.
All right. How does the ideology form? It's a very good point. We have an entire generation that who has an ideology of worldwide European socialism that has been inculcated in them through a constant stream of brainwashing in the schools. Now, why would the schools, which are all unionized, want children to believe in socialism? Because unions are socialist organizations that depend upon a big government to make certain that big unions survive, which is why they hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump wants to make the government smaller. He wants to make schools more available to people through choice, through vouchers. He's being attacked viciously by those who are invested in the other system. So you would have to say that a lot of what you're seeing in the younger generation is not because they're all good or better than the older generation. It's because they're a product of their brainwashing or their learning or their inculcations. Wouldn't you say that's true, Carl?
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, too, you have to, I suppose, include the other component involving the social media coming into the picture and influence.
Right, absolutely. And they're invested, again, in controlling minds through their devices and their apps. Carl, I'm going to brainwash you with my new great book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Would you like to be brainwashed? Because you're going to get a free copy. Stay in the line. I'll be right back to brainwash all of you right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Dr. Michael Savage here from You Knew What, the Savage Show. Let's talk about blood flow for a minute. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as we get older, right? There's a natural way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body, which convert into nitric oxide. Now, Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it happens to taste great. It's all about blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. Try Super Beets. I can feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes. Call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504 or go to SavageLovesBeets.com. You got it? SavageLovesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book. Beat the Odds, free book, and free shipping, or you get, well, you get your money back if it doesn't work. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-481-0504. Now let's go back to the show, per se. KSFO, Randy, line 8, go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. You were talking about the meditation app. And I remember listening to you at KSFO years ago, and you would do that cafe with the jazz music and talk over it.
You actually remember Cafe Savage when I would play cafe music, clinking glasses, clinking cups, and I'd say, welcome to Cafe Savage. It was a very popular shtick. I'm surprised it hasn't been robbed by everyone yet in the media.
That was the most awesome, and I was into meditation tapes and hypnotists, and I love all that stuff anyway, just to shut my mind down, because I have a racing mind. But
yes, no, I have a racing mind. My mind is racing even when I'm sleeping.
I listen to you every day, and so...
Well, you know, Randy, here's the thing to remember. I want to talk to all the people out there who have racing minds, so to speak. It's a syndrome. And the thing to do is not to stop the race. Don't stop it. It's your mind. Just run with it. The more you try to stop a racing mind, the more agitated you're going to get. Would you agree with that, Randy?
I would. In fact, I'm a victim of my own success. In my, got a contractor license age 28 and had so much money, I paid a therapist to help me straighten my mind out. And then they all talked me into taking these antidepressants. And now I'm 56. I did that for a few years.
You're better off without the drugs. There is anyway. Exercise works. Vitamins work. You know, whatever works. There is a thing called religion. People have gone into churches for centuries to meditate on the hereafter and the present. Doesn't that work for some people, going into a quiet church and praying? Why is that not a meditation unto itself? And now you know the rest of that story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Savage Nation, my PhD is in nutrition epidemiology, other subjects from one of the great universities. My PhD is a real PhD. It was published as a book, one of the great honors. My specimens are in seven museums around the world, including one in Moscow, by the way. Oh, yeah, in Russia. I guess that's the Russian connection. You could say, I mean, there's a Russian connection here. But speaking of the Russian connection, CNN, why didn't you cover the Russian uranium story? Did you know about that, Wolf, all of you great Jakes and Wolfs? Well, how about Biden's son getting the Ukrainian oil company deal? How come you didn't mention anything then? All you brave Solenterites. Remember when you studied biology in high school or college, if you went to college, outside of journalism, that is, when they were teaching you how to write fake news and speak fake news? I'm sure at some point you touched on science. And somewhere along the way, you remember that there were animals with backbones, which didn't include journalists, and animals without backbones. They were known as the invertebrates or the solenterates. They were the worms. And that's why I affectionately describe you as solenterates, because one thing I'm good at is correct taxonomy. You are solenterates. You're animals without backbones. It's not about fake news. You have no backbones. All you guys are making believe you're tough guys now with your big mouths. Remember the years when Reagan was president, there was a guy with bad hair who used to yell out, "Mr. President!" Remember he made his name with that? I forget his name. "Mr. President!" 8 years of a fake president, Obama. 8 years of a faker. 8 years of a fake president, you didn't open your big traps, not once, no matter what scandal came up from the swamp of the Obama White House. No matter how it stank, you didn't say a word. No matter how much smoke poured out of the White House, you didn't say a word. Now you don't leave Donald Trump alone, but you've taken on someone much bigger than you may imagine. The solenterates in the media, I will not call them vermin because that's too noble a tag for them. You see, vermin are at a higher level than solenterates. Solenterates, if you remember your high school biology, are animals without backbones. So we will call them the solenterates in the media. The solenterates in the media will not stop with the Russia, 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 Russia. Well, here's a couple of questions for the solenterates in the media. How about the fact that when Clinton was Secretary of State, they made tens of millions of dollars from Russia? How about the fact that there was a connection between the Russian uranium ties and the Clinton Foundation, and all of the brave little boys had nothing to say? Wait, it even gets better. Do you remember when Joe Biden's son got the Ukrainian oil company deal? You forgot that one? You remember when Vice President Joe Biden's youngest son, Hunter Biden, joined the board of directors of Ukraine's largest oil company? Do you remember that one? Oh, you don't remember that story? Why don't you remember it? Because the fake news business didn't approve it. They didn't run with it. Did they ever say to Joe Biden, "What a Ukraine, Mr. Biden, Vice President Biden, can you tell us about your son and his Ukraine oil deal?" Did they ever say that? No. Did they ever hound Hillary Clinton over the tens of millions of dollars that were flowing in from Russia? Did they ever say, "Secretary Clinton, can you please tell us about the Ukrainian mining company, uranium mining company tied to the Kremlin, and the millions of dollars funneled to your husband's foundation while you were Secretary of State, while you needed Secretary of State approval for the sale of the uranium company to Russia? And the fact, Mrs. Clinton, that your State Department approved a deal and gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the U.S. Mrs. Clinton, do you care to talk about the uranium deal with Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you tell us about uranium in Russia? Mrs. Clinton, we have one question for you. Can you talk about the uranium deal with Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you talk about Russia? Mrs. Clinton, can you talk about uranium?" You didn't hear any of that, did you? Well, you just heard it on the Savage Nation. Did anyone hear anyone ask Clinton about the uranium deal or the Russia ties? Of course you didn't. All of the brave men who were suddenly sounding like adolescents who have found their testosterone under Trump, opening their big, fat, stinking mouths, were dead silent when Hillary was raking it in. You remember all of that? You forgot all of that. You didn't even notice it, did you? Now when you're, you know, when I saw them take down General Kelly, I realized something. If low-life wastrels like Maxine Waters can call him names, a low-life woman like Maxine Waters can call General Flynn the name she called him, and the vermin in the media can take down a general like Flynn, do you realize what they can do to anybody in this country? You have any idea the power of these solenterates, animals without backbones? It is a tightrope. I mean, who would want this job? I mean, think about that one. A lot of people dream of power. What would you do with it if you had it? Would you like to be president? Not me. It's hard enough being a talk show host, walking on a tightrope every day. But being under the microscope every second of people who want to cut your throat, it's unbelievable. Then they attack your wife and your child. People who made believe they were sensitive, like Rosie O'Donnell calling his son a name, saying his son is sick. You take a look at Rosie O'Donnell, you know what kind of low-life, porcine individual she is. Anyway, that's the world we're living in. He chose it. He ran. He won. With your help. Now you got a Russian spy ship 30 miles off the Connecticut coast. Maybe they want to put in for vodka. Maybe they ran out of vodka. What a world. So I'm just saying, look, the fact is Flynn was a scapegoat. A far greater man than the vermin who brought him down. Watch what they're going to do next to Vice Admiral Harwood, a former deputy commander of U.S. CENTCOM who has Navy SEAL combat experience. When you know and I know for a fact that guys like Chuck Schumer never fired a BB gun. He was the kind of kid in camp who, if you fired a BB gun, he would go screaming and crying and he'd need to be put into the nursery, probably to suck his thumb for a while with an aspirin, if he heard you firing a pop gun. Watch what they do to him next. Now, he's committed a great crime, the new man for the national security, understand, a real crime, which is that he lived in Iran, Rhode Island native, went to school in Tehran before the Shah was toppled. That's a crime to Chuck Schumer and the deep state. He liked the Shah. He hates the Islamo-fascists. Trump has surrounded himself with generals who know the threat, the grave threat that we face. He surrounded himself with generals who understand the danger that Islamo-fascism poses to the world. Wherever in the world you look, there's a terrorist event. 99% out of the time, it's coming from only one source. And these guys know it. That's why he's picked these generals. They know it. That's why Obama hated these people. Combat experience on Navy SEAL teams, served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, there you go. Wait until you see what Schumer does then. He'll take one of his Xanax, probably, and get up there and sound like a real tough guy. Have a nice corned beef in the morning. Take a couple of Xanax and get up like a tough guy. Big shoe Schumer. I don't know what Trump is going to do in the long run, how he's going to put up with this, frankly. These people have the long knives out. It's like the night of the long knives. It's awful to watch. The very same rats who had nothing to say negative about Obama, no matter what Obama did, the vermin are out in full force like an infestation, like during the Middle Ages, like the plague. They're going to give us all fleas, like pestilences everywhere. Not one word about Michelle Obama, no matter what she did. Now they're ripping into this incredible woman, Melania. Why? Why are they attacking Melania? What's there to attack about? What'd she do that they should attack her for? Now, what about my idea that we should focus on jobs and domestic instead of international? Is that a good topic for you? If not, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. For your money, which you're going to get for free, I'm going to read you something. Did Russia really hack the election? I'll give it to you for nothing from Trump's war. Because it's a chapter in there called Trump's War Against the Deep State. Of course, the answer is no, they didn't hack the election. Nothing. Now, who actually did the hacking? You see, this is something I uncovered from my book. I may as well give it to you for free. Trump referred to a revelation that would be made public by FBI Director James Comey after the DNI report was released that the FBI was not given direct access to the DNC server, remember those days of the server, in order to investigate the claims of Russian hacking. Comey testified that the FBI had made repeated requests for that access, but the DNC refused. He said his agency had to rely on the findings of a highly respected private company in conducting its investigation. Try to follow the bouncing ball. Corned beef munchers like Schumer are claiming that the Russians hacked the DNC and it was of grave, grave national importance that we know that, right? But we don't actually know who released this information because the FBI didn't do the investigation. Comey himself said his agency had to rely on the findings of a private company for its investigation. Did you know that I found the answer to that question for you in Trump's war? Are you ready for this? Do you know who the highly respected private company was that had sole access to the DNC server? It's in Trump's war. I'll give it to you for free. It was a company called CrowdStrike, which was given $100 million by Google Capital to investigate Russian hacking of the DNC. Did you hear what I just said to you? This is all in my book. It's under Trump's War Against the Deep State. A company called CrowdStrike provided this information to the FBI, and they were running on a $100 million grant given to them by Google to investigate so-called Russian hacking of the DNC. Well, we all know where Google's political sympathies lie. The chairman of its parent company, Alphabet Inc., is a longtime Hillary Clinton supporter and Democratic Party donor. It gets better, folks. CrowdStrike was founded by cybersecurity experts George Kurtz and Dmitry Alperovich. Now, these names mean nothing to you, right? But Alperovich is noteworthy because cybersecurity is not his only interest. He's also a fellow at the Atlanta Council, a radical think tank that lists Ukraine and Europe among its initiatives. Can you believe this? Listen to what I just disclosed to you on the Savage Nation. The entire U.S. intelligence community was relying on information provided by a private cybersecurity firm founded by an anti-Russian activist and funded by Google. And we're supposed to take this firm's finding at their word? So the FBI did not find this information about the hacking of the DNC. It was these two people who I just disclosed to you. There's more to the story. They didn't even allow the FBI to examine the DNC server directly and verify CrowdStrike's fundings. This is all on page 239 in Trump's War. This book goes way beyond what you might expect in a political book. It makes news. And that's why I wrote it. Because we're in trouble. And we got to do something to help the administration before the administration, let's say, reaches a point of no return. Let's put it to you that way. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Flashback, Biden's son gets Ukrainian oil company deal. Flashback, Russia's uranium deal, which had to be approved through Clinton's State Department. You forgot that? Oh, by a little footnote, the chairman of the uranium mining company donated $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation without any disclosure from the Clintons. You didn't hear anything about that from Jim Acosta of CNN, did you, or Wolfie, or the Jakes of the world? No, you didn't. So they're hounding Trump over Russia, 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 when Hillary Clinton made tens of millions of dollars through the Russian deals, including the uranium deal. And now, by the way, Russia now controls one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States. Did you hear that one? Didn't make it to the fake news people? Well, you heard it from Michael Savage. How come you didn't have a big mouth, all you wolves and you jakes, when the mining company funneled millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was Secretary of State, at the same time they needed the Department of State to approve the sale of their uranium company to Russia, and the Clinton State Department approved the deal which gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States. And by the way, Russia then turned around and sold the uranium to Iran. How come you didn't have a big mouth then, Wolf and Jake? Where were you? Where were you, all you salaterates? You don't know what you're dealing with here. You think the people in the radio business are all unwashed, stupid people who are not worthy of the word journalist? You're darn right. I'm not a journalist. I'm an independent observer and commentator. I never went to journalism school to have my brain washed of basic intelligence. You did. Whatever intelligence you may have had got washed out in those cauldrons of lies that you call schools of journalism. That's why people hate your guts and don't trust you. And Trump will take you all down by exposing you each and every time you come near him. You'll get squashed like the Solenterits you are. And let me tell you something else. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue to talk about this until it finally hits the big news again. I want to know why all of the big mouths in the news business, Savage says, here, quote me now. Savage asks why the big mouths in the press who won't leave Trump alone with questions about Russia had nothing to say when the Russian government purchased a uranium mining company, needing Hillary Clinton's State Department approval, and they then owned one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the U.S., which they then sold off to Iran. Is it too much for you to remember? Here's an easier one for you to remember. Savage asks, why was there no outcry when Joe Biden's youngest son got the Ukrainian oil company, Ukraine's largest oil company? He was put on the board of directors. Where was the outcry then, Wolf and Jake? You want to go into a few more because I have them all in front of me. Very easy to find if you're a real journalist. All you got to do is look up Russian uranium ties, Saudi Arabian influence, King of Morocco meeting, Indonesian tobacco magnate and the Clintons, Algeria, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and the money that poured into the Clinton Foundation. Where were you then, all you Wolves and you Jakes, and those of you in the fake news business? You were nowhere to be found or heard. And that's why Trump is going to triumph over you, because the people are not stupid. They know who you are, and they're not going to let this go. Now, what about a day without immigrants? We were told that the country would come to a halt. We wouldn't be able to eat. We wouldn't be able to get gas. I haven't seen any effect. I know they're hardworking, but did anyone out there actually see any effect of the day without immigrants? All that's going to happen is they're not going to have a day's pay, and the company that let them go home is going to lose a day's income. That's all that's going to happen. So you go to a sandwich shop, and it was closed to show solidarity with immigrants. And then what happens? You went to the coffee shop next door. The way the news business presented it, you would think that everyone in a hijab was working in a restaurant. Well, how come the use of welfare and government services are so much higher amongst certain immigrant groups than others? How come you don't cover that in your news stories? So talking about the fake news media, we're talking about Clinton's Russian uranium ties. A story that all of the brave men and women in the media, the journalists, didn't cover. Big story. It was a huge story. Chairman of the Uranium Mining Company donated $2.35 million to the Clinton Foundation with no disclosure from the Clintons. And Russia, as a result of Hillary Clinton signing off on the deal, approved the sale of the Uranium Mining Company, which gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States of America. And all of the fake beards like Chuck Todd and the others said nothing about it. All the late night drug addicts who pass for comedians on the networks. All of the wild, crazy guys. You know, the real gutsy ones like Bill Maher. The Prince of Sunset Boulevard had nothing to say about it. The phony men. The tin men. The tin men had nothing to say about the Russian uranium ties. Nothing to say about Biden's son getting a Ukrainian oil company chairmanship. The tin men of Sunset Boulevard had nothing to say. But they won't leave Trump alone with a fake story about Russia. The left in the media is sickening, nauseating. The lucky thing is that Trump has the people on his side. So now we're going to talk about something else. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm reading in the Financial Times that there's a mindfulness craze that's become a $3.7 trillion industry. A mindfulness craze has swept the West, with millions of people trying to find their zen by focusing on the present, acknowledging emotions, and practicing meditation. We learn that there are more than 1,300 apps devoted to mindfulness and meditation. And then there's a group called Headspace, which has been downloaded more than 11 million times and is valued at $250 million. And they say the mindfulness industry is worth about $3.7 trillion worldwide. I have no idea what this is. Guided meditations? as well as alerts throughout the day giving users reminders and tips on staying focused on the moment? You have to pay for that? To go deeper into the mindfulness journey with some price tags as high as $400 for lifetime access? The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, whatever that is, whoever they are, these fake scientists, supports the use of mindfulness to combat depression and has been prescribing mindfulness-based cognitive therapy since 2004. This is what I mean by fake science. Let me clean that one up for you, if you don't mind. What is this garbage? Where's the clinical effectiveness of this? Where's the double-blind study to show that it works? Is that the most effective way to find inner peace than staring into a dumb, moronic smartphone screen, you idiot? You can't stare at a beach or watch a bird? Every time I see a newborn baby cry or watch the seagulls or feel myself cry, I know why I believe. I need an app to tell me how to be a human being? Yeah, I guess they do. I don't. I grew up in another age. I need an app to find out how to focus on the now. You want to know how to focus on the now? I'll give you a few hints. You want to hear a few hints on how to focus on the now? I'll give you a few simple ones. Except it's a family show, so I can't do it. All the retired people in Fort Lauderdale know the methodology. That's where they stroll around the nude beaches. All the retired detectives from Manhattan. Just joking, just trying to get your attention. Veteran beaten up for trying to save turtle's life. That's such a heartbreaking story. I put it on michaelsavage.com this morning. Three young men, we can't describe their race or religion. Three young men were arrested Tuesday after police said they beat up a Navy veteran who asked them to please stop torturing a turtle, according to Daytona Beach police. See, a woman was walking a baby around the pond at Wedgwood Apartments and told police she saw three men. No description of them, but you can see the dolls on michaelsavage.com. Three men torturing a turtle. They were throwing it to the ground, trying to break its shell. Three men abusing the poor animal. So a guy, a Navy veteran who's disabled, went out and saw one of the men, if you want to call the animal a man, one of the animals had it over his head and was smashing the turtle down the sidewalk. So the Navy vet said, please leave it alone, just let it go to the lake. One of the animals, I mean one of the men, later identified as Johnny Bever at 18, picked up the poor turtle and threw it down on the sidewalk. The other two animals, I mean men, Ryan Ponder, 23, and a 16-year-old something or other, kicked the turtle again. He's a disabled veteran who was seriously injured in the Persian Gulf War. He suffered injuries from the three animals during the attack, including a broken skull and facial bones, internal bleeding, and a concussion. He said he hopes the men are punished for what they did, but he said he would intervene again to save a poor animal without a doubt. That's the world we live in. Didn't make it to your local newspaper because the men didn't look like Timothy McVeigh. Just one little hint. The three men who were torturing the animal didn't look like Timothy McVeigh, nor like Donald Trump. Just so you know, okay? Say, what does that have to do with anything? I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with anything. Maybe it has something to do with everything. Maybe Chuck Todd ought to cover the story once in a while. So, my friend, the intelligence leaks. Who did it? We haven't talked about that yet. Who's leaking? Who is leaking inside the administration? Will Trump find them and punish them to the full extent of the law? Who are they? The real scandal here is that classified information is illegally given out by intelligence. Very un-American, says our president. I would like very much to find out who did it. And I'd like to see them called out, and I'd like to see them punished for the full extent. I'd like to see them go to jail for 20 years. I personally would love to see those in the intelligence community who did this to Flynn get put away for 20 years. Obama got away with murder. They didn't say boo. Not one boo, not one word, nothing. No matter what that snake did, it was godlike for them. Bopped down off Marine One, bopped up to Marine One, bopped in and out of Air Force One. It was all cool. So now they can take down real American heroes like this. So I want to know who leaked this information. I want to know who did it. And I want to know whether they're going to be punished. I'd like to know who the scum is who did this, and I want them punished. And I'd like to know why the veterans, what they can do about it. Where is the opposition to guys like Schumer? Where is the opposition to the deep state? These moles, these pinko moles inside these intelligence agencies. Where is the opposition to the pinko moles? By the way, where did they come from? Stephen King is saying General Flynn was subjected to political assassination by the intel community. I said he was a scapegoat. I'll go a step further. You remember what they did to Clarence Thomas? Remember the phrase electronic lynching? They lynched General Flynn. They electronically lynched General Flynn. I'd like to know who the hangman was. I want to know who the hangman was. I'd like to see them investigated. You want an investigation? Nancy Pelosi, I want an investigation of who leaked this information. That's what the Republicans should hold a general investigation of. Who leaked it? You have leaks like this, the government will fall. Now, my friends, the rats like Durbin is pressing for independent investigation. We should investigate Durbin. We should investigate Senator Dianne Feinstein. They are on the Intelligence Committee, are they not? Oh, you didn't hear that anywhere, did you? You know, there used to be a statement when I was in elementary school that's kind of vulgar. He who dealt it, you know, he who smelt it dealt it. I hate to be so vulgar, but you get the message. Look who's screaming the most about they want an investigation of who leaked. Why, it's Durbin and Feinstein. Now, aren't they on the Intelligence Committee? Could it be that their own offices should be investigated by the new FBI, Mr. Trump? Think about it. Look, you heard a lot of stuff today on my show. I'm just a commentator, maybe an important one to you, and I accept that. But take a deep breath and listen to me carefully. How is it that the radical left or the Democrats, whichever way you want to define it, which was so anti-war and so anti-military their whole lives, why are they so anxious to go to war with Russia all of a sudden? Why are they buying this massive disinformation campaign launched by the Soros-Clinton complex? Why are they so anxious to start a war with Russia? I don't understand how they don't understand that we understand what they're doing. We can see right through them. These people were against any military action. They were against any militancy. They told us to be open-minded. They told us to be multicultural. They told us to accept our enemies. Hillary Clinton said she's going to understand our enemies. Now, all of a sudden, the left is literally foaming at the mouth to start a war with Russia. Does anyone see that but me? Does anyone see that but me? I feel as though I'm screaming in the wilderness here. I am upset. Maybe I'm too upset. Maybe I'm taking it too personally. I have such a protective feeling for great military men for a lot of reasons, because I believe that my safety and my freedom is in their hands. It's not in the hands of, let's put it to you this way, Susan Rice. Do you remember her? Do you remember what we lived through when she was National Security Advisor? Do you remember what we lived through when Sandy Berger, that two-faced, double-talking, pinko, rat bum, stabbed us in the back by stealing documents out of the National Archives? He's dead now, by the way. He's no longer a lobbyist. He died a couple of years ago, that rat bum. Remember him? Sandy Berger, he was called Soxberger, Clinton's National Security Advisor. Remember what he did? He actually stole documents out of the National Archives in his underwear, in his filthy underwear, in his filthy socks. Now you have men put in by Trump, really hard men, disciplined men, patriotic men, men who had been willing to risk their lives for the nation, being taken down by vermin, secret vermin. Ben Rhodes, where do you live, Ben? Ben, where do you live in Brooklyn? Why am I so upset about the destruction, the character assassination of General Flynn? Why does it bother me? Does anyone know why it's so personal to me? Do I know General Flynn? I never met him. Why is it that I'm so anguished over this? Why? Can anyone figure out psychologically why I'm so upset? Because I'm very upset over it. That little rats like Ben Rhodes, little rats like Charles Schumer, people of that nature, ratologists like that, who belong inside a mouse hole, why are they allowed to bring down great men like General Flynn and get away with it? I don't understand the country I live in anymore. There are no consequences for this kind of backstabbing. I've been subjected to vicious lies about me for 20 years, mainly from the Stalinist rats in Media Matters. I've never talked about it, but once or twice. I know who they are. They're vermin, and usually they wind up killing themselves. either through their lifestyles, they get a disease, or they throw themselves out of a building eventually because they're so rat-like. So I figure, you know what? Someone once said to me a long time ago, it was a family thing. Someone had robbed everyone in the family. And without getting very personal, my mother came to me crying and said, Michael, why don't you do something about it? And I said, Ma, don't worry about it. God will take care of the situation. And as God is my witness, eventually God took care of that situation. That person was punished in a way I could never have punished him. So I have great faith in God and have great faith in fate. I have great faith in what happens to people for what they do on this planet. I do believe that it was God's will that Trump pulled this upset victory along with your help. And I do believe that God will help us again. I believe something is going to come along very soon that will upset all of these rats on the left in a way they could never imagine. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Now let's move on to other topics to talk about. The Russian uranium ties with Hillary Clinton. Where was Nancy Pelosi then? She's calling Trump a deflector in chief. Where was the great Nancy Pelosi during the greatest scandal of the Clinton years, amongst many, it was one after the other, the uranium mining company. You know about that one? Canadian leaders of a mining company funneled millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation while Clinton was Secretary of State. At the same time, they needed Department of State approval to sell their company to Russia, and Hillary's State Department approved the deal. It gave Russia control of one-fifth of the entire uranium supply in the United States of America. That's our soil. She gave it away. And then what happened? What happened then? After Russia announced its intention to make a bid for the uranium mining company, former President Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to deliver a speech in Moscow, and these vicious witches brought down a great American patriot, General Flynn, and had nothing to say when Caligula Clinton took that 500 grand for the speech in Moscow. It just shows you what fake news is and how dangerous yellow journalism can be. There is a phrase called yellow journalism. It was once very well known in America. It has since been forgotten. I remember back in the 90s when I started in radio, I actually resuscitated the phrase yellow journalism, and my program director called me in and he said, are you referring to a racist thing there? I said, what are you talking about? Yellow journalism refers to fake news. He thought I was talking about Asian people. But to show you how stupid people are in various avenues of media, they didn't even know what yellow journalism was. Well, now we're living with it. That's all. Day without immigrants. I don't know. My life hasn't changed. I bicycled to town, bought a newspaper, went into an antique store. Everyone was working. I saw no changes. So again, it's another one of those fake, you know, fake stories. Like we're supposed to all be crippled because they stopped working for a day. They keep it up. You know what'll happen? They'll find workers in America who'll do the jobs. That's what'll happen. They keep it up. You know what will happen? The H-1B visa program will be eliminated. And, hey, you know what might happen then? Facebook might be worth, instead of $58 billion, it could be worth $52 billion if he has to actually pay American workers a fair wage instead of Indians who work for half the wage. Or Mr. Tim Cook of Apple. Tim Cook of Apple. Great man. Tim Cook of Apple. Why don't they pay fair wages? Why don't they hire American workers instead of Indian H-1B visa workers? Why do they lobby continuously to steal jobs from American workers? Why, Americans aren't smart enough to do the jobs for Google and Apple and Facebook? You know what I don't understand? How can the young people who come out of college with these degrees in technology not understand that by voting for the Democrats, they're literally voting their own jobs away? Do they not understand this? Are they that brainwashed to not understand what I am talking about? That if the H-1B visa program was eliminated entirely, hundreds of thousands of jobs would be opened up for American workers, and the only reason it isn't is because Tim Cook and Mark Faisalberg are lobbying to make sure that Trump doesn't eliminate that boondoggle to make sure their profits are higher. Do you understand that?